And welcome back to Region 5 basketball here. We've got quite a game going on here. Haynes Glacier Bears 14, Wrangell Wolves 24 here. I'm going to run down quick the rest of the evening or afternoon schedule a thing here. On the 3A girls side of the bracket, Petersburg and Sitka girls are squaring off for that chance to go to the state tournament here. And on the boys side of the bracket, it's Mount Edgecombe and Sitka going at it. For that one, that game will be played, those games right after this one's over with. And then the 4A schools take over. Ketchikan and Thunder Mountain will go at it here at 4:45 on the boys' side. And at 3 p.m. on the girls' side, it'll be Ketchikan and Thunder Mountain. And then back to the 2A boys' games as the 2A teams get kind of a spotlight games here at this Region 5 tournament. Everybody takes a turn at getting the Thursday, Friday big-time games. And that game will be Metlakatla versus the Craig girls. Winner of that one automatically gets to go to the state tournament, and that's at 6:30, followed by the Craig-Metlakatla boys. And, of course, the winner of that one goes to the state tournament, and the other team drops down in and fights for that number two seed. So we're just beginning basketball games here. The first game, of course, the Haynes Glacier Bear gals going down to the Wrangell Wolves earlier, so Glacier Bears out of the tournament right now. Wrangell's going to advance, and we're into the second game here today. Glacier Bears shooting 6 for 26 from the field for 23% in that first half of play. Wrangell Wolves were 11 for 29 at 38%. And Glacier Bears out-rebounded, especially on the offensive end of the boards here. The Wrangell Wolves going strong to the hoop all the way around here and collecting a lot of offensive boards. And when you do that, you know, I mean, you're going to get putbacks, and Wrangell, that's part of their game plan is to do that.
Yeah, Wrangell definitely gets out defensively, puts a lot of pressure on the opposing ball handlers, and then they're gonna drive it hard to the basket, kick it out for three-pointers. They've been doing a good job of that in the first half. You know, for them to have a 10-point lead without having Blake Stokes in there, he's had those three personal fouls, only 3 points. But Howell, Gerald, and Audison have kind of picked up the slack for him scoring-wise there in the first half. Glacier Bears kind of led by Sundberg. He had those quick 5 points, but then they put the hurt on him, and he hasn't been able to score since then. And so Swinton, Sage, Cox, and Badger scoring in that second quarter for the Glacier Bears. Hudson Sage had that nice post move down in the baseline where Cox got him the ball on the baseline, and he just went up strong with it and had a chance for a three-point play on that. So looking at, you know, Dalton Klinger, Sage, Swinton, Cox, Palmieri, they got Matthew Green. They got some guys coming back next year that put some time in the summer. They should have a pretty competitive basketball team.
Well, the Wrangell Wolves are out on the court first here, and starters for the ball game are all the way around out there for the Wrangell Wolves. So that'll be Howell, Gerald, Blake Stokes, Gillen, and Audison.
And we got Green back into the lineup for the Glacier Bears. This will be his first action in the game. So you got Green, Sundberg, Badger, Stearns, and Kyle Klinger. Sundberg goes left-hand side to Stearns. At 2-3 zone, gets the turnover. Howell gets it, and we're going to get a foul on Sundberg. That'll be his second as he was trying to get that ball back after Wrangell had it.
Well, that's one of the things we talked a little bit about is that 2-3 zone defense. They're very, very active, the Wolves are, and they do make a number of steals. They anticipate those lanes.
Gerald on the dribble for the Wolves. Man-to-man defense for the Glacier Bears. Gerald looking for an opening, comes left side to Stokes. Stokes guarded closely by Stearns to Audison. Back up to Stokes. To Gerald at the top of the key, right side to Gillen. Back up top to Gerald, to Stokes. And Glacier Bears lost him again. That's the second time. Gerald, they pass it off, and the defender kind of loses track and do a backcourt cut. Nice little lob pass, and away they go. Klinger at the high post. Holds it up high and then throws it right into the hands of Gerald. Gerald going the other way, gets down to the baseline, cut off by Sundberg. Gerald picks up his dribble, gets into the post to Audison. Audison guarded by Klinger. Sundberg comes through, knocks the ball out of his hands and out of bounds. So the Wolves will inbound on the baseline. 59 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Get it into Audison. Audison turns over Klinger off the front rim, and Audison's going to try and save the rebound but can't get it before it hits the end line. So Glacier Bear basketball, Cox into the game for the Bears, coming in for Stearns. Badger to Sundberg. Sundberg on the dribble up into the front court. Comes right-hand side. Kicks it out to Badger. Badger dribbles to the top of the key. Goes left side to Cox. Cox back to Badger. Left side to Cox. Cox for three. And money for Trevor Cox. He's got four. Cuts that lead to nine. Now you got Stokes. He's going to try and drive in on the right-hand side. Kicks out to Gillen for a three-point shot. Weak side rebound. Comes down. And it'll be off of Jordan Badger and out of bounds to the Wolves. Howell on the inbounds pass, left-hand side of the lane. Looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Throws it up top to Stokes, and it was tipped out of his hands by Cox. Back to Howell. Howell up to Stokes. Through his hands, stolen away by Cox. Trevor up on the left-hand side and scores it. Trevor's got five quick ones here. Six for the game. And cuts it lead to seven. Stokes now back up into the front court for the Wolves. Hounded closely by Cox. Stokes trying to get past him. Has to pass it off to Gillen. Gillen has Green on him. Gillen to the top of the key. Dribbles over to the left-hand side. Resetting the offense. He's going to go right side to Audison. Audison has Kyle Klinger hanging back off of him. He's no threat way out there. They go to Howell on the left side. Howell drives into the lane. Kicks it to the right side to Gillen. Back up top to Stokes. And we're going to have an illegal screen on the Wrangell Wolves. Number 44, Mikey Audison, his third personal foul. First team foul here in the second half, and it'll be Glacier Bears basketball. Into the game is Dingwall coming in for Howell for the Wolves. Dingwall. Got Green and Sundberg in the backcourt. Sundberg up ahead to Badger. Badger looking for an opening. Nothing there. Now goes up top to Sundberg. Sundberg on the dribble. Right side to Badger. Badger's going to try and drive in, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Dingwall. That'll be his second personal, second team foul. Nice job by Jordan that time, creating that contact on that drive to the basket. Green on the inbound, looking for an opening, gets it up to Sundberg. Sundberg, cross-court pass to Badger. Badger eyes the three, goes up top to Cox, to right side to Sundberg. Sundberg drives in the lane, throws up a nasty right-hander, and Wrangell bailed him out on that one. I don't know where Keegan was thinking that shot was going to go, but he drew the foul, and that's going to be the fourth on Mikey Audison, so get the big guy on the bench, and Howell quickly back off the bench for the Wolves. I imagine that's who he'll be checking in for. And Keegan Sundberg at the line, shooting two. Keegan's first one, just a little bit short. Not enough to roll over the rim. So Audison comes out, Howell in for the Wolves. See if the Glacier Bears can take advantage. They've got a definite size advantage inside with Green and Klinger now. Get after those rebounds. Sundberg's second shot is up, and this one does roll over the rim and in. Cuts that Wrangell lead to six. Gillen drives down the right-hand side, tries to drop it over to Dingwall with a blind behind-the-back pass. And Coach Stokes is looking at him going, we can't see him, but based on his gesture, he's like, why would you do that?
I'm sure it's that.
Turns into the game for the Glacier Bears, coming in for Matthew Green. Wolves were outscored 19-0. They had a lead going in the fourth quarter yesterday against Metlakatla. And apart at the end. See how that affects them today. Sundberg at the top of the key. Drives inside. Kicks it out to Cox, but he's going to travel first. And Coach Fossman is saying, nice idea, but stop a half a step sooner and kick it out before you get into there to the contact. Fossman bringing Swinton off the bench for the Glacier Bears. And he'll be coming in for Sundberg. Full court pressure for the Glacier Bears. Swinton will be guarding Gerald. Got Cox on Stokes in the backcourt. Get it into Stokes. Stokes gets it across the 10-second line. Drives into 14-foot range. Hands it off to Dingwall. Dingwall back over to Stokes. Got Gillen on the right side, to a cutting Gerald. Gerald out to Howell. Up in there for Howell. Comes up top for Stokes. Stokes back to Howell on the right side. He'll back it off with the dribble. Looks for a cutter. Comes up top to Gerald instead. And we're going to have timeout by the Wrangell Wolves with 4:34 left in the third quarter. Wolves by 6, 26-20. Audison in foul trouble with 4 for the Wolves. Stokes with 3. Nobody in the Glacier Bears has more than 2, Lyle.
Well, that's an advantage here for the Glacier Bears. They can take advantage of it. They have cut into the lead. Now 26-20 is the score here. Glacier Bears 2-for-2 from the field so far here. And being very patient on their offense, getting good shots down low here. And then, of course, Trevor Cox coming off and squaring up on that nice 3 over there on that side. But basically, you know, they work the offense around and give him the ball at the right spot. He is a good shooter from there between Badger and Cox. You know, that's got a pretty good threat for the three-point shot there. They just need to be able to develop the offense to get to that point.
Well, everybody back out on the court here. It'll be Wolves basketball, far side of the court. Gillen on the inbounds. He's got Stearns guarding him. Gets it to Stokes. Stokes guarded by Cox out behind the three-point line. Stokes looking for an opening. Nothing there. Gets it to Howell. Howell down on the post to Gerald. Gerald back out to Howell. Howell to Gillen. To Stokes on the left side now. Stokes trying to get into the lane. Defended nicely. Gets it to Gerald. Gerald will drive into the lane and gets past everybody. Leaves that one long, though, up to Dingwall with the rebound. Dingwall over Swinton. Rebound comes down to Kyle Klinger to Cox. Cox across the 10-second line for the Glacier Bears. Down onto the post to Stearns. His shot blocked by Dingwall and off one of the Wolves' foot and out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. Wolves were lobbying pretty hard for that, but the officials said it went off of your foot. Get it into Cox. Cox up, a little running left-hander, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Gillen. Gillen quickly up into the front court, got a 3-on-2, goes left-hand side to Stokes, stolen away by Cox. Cox pushing it up in the front court, off to Badger. Badger with the shot. Oh, rolls in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Gillen, and we've got a foul. 22, I believe that's going to be Josh Stearns with the push because it'll be Wrangell basketball. So Stearns is getting a little foul trouble here now with 3. In the game is Sundberg for Badger. Stokes has the ball on the dribble for the Wolves, guarded by Cox. He's now across the 10-second line. He's going to drive down the baseline, stops and pops from 8 off the glass, and good for Blake Stokes. He's got 5 now, an 8-point lead for the Wolves with 3:25 left in the third quarter. Up ahead to Sundberg on the left baseline. Sundberg to Cox. Cox for 3. That one's going to be back rim. Bounces, no good. Kyle Klinger down with the rebound, shot back up, and we're going to have Dingwall with the rebound, and he's going to immediately be fouled by Keegan Sundberg, so that's Keegan's 3rd, and the Wolves will have it in the backcourt. Boy, Glacier Bears getting some good looks, just not dropping for him right now. Trailing by 8 in the third quarter. Dingwall drives in against Klinger, leaves that one short off the back rim. Sundberg down with the rebound. 3-on-2. Sundberg's going to take it all the way in, misses the layup, and they're going to get an offensive charge on Keegan Sundberg. So that's going to be 4 on Keegan. And I agree with Coach Fossman. He wasn't under there. He was coming in from the side. I don't know about that call. I think the officials missed that one. Into Gerald, back to Stokes. Keegan's going to have to be careful here with those 4 fouls. Stokes up into the front court. He'll walk into they better be calling a travel because Stokes took like 3 steps before he launched the ball.
I think the ball is away from the
ball. They're going to call Swinton with the hold down on the baseline. The Wolves inbound it to Gillen. Gillen with a long 3-point shot and rebound by Sundberg. Sundberg quickly up into the front court for the Glacier Bears. Stopped by the Wolves. Now Keegan's going to drive into lane, kick it out to Cox. Cox stops and pops from 3. And that's going to be money for Trevor Cox. He's got 9. Cuts that lead to 5. Cox trying to get to Stokes. Stokes is going to run up the court, and he's going to be fouled by Cox. So that's Trevor's 1st personal foul. 15 foul in the second half. And Sage now into the game for the Glacier Bears. He'll be coming in for Kyle Klinger. Stokes on the inbounds for the Wolves. 2:28 left in the third quarter. 28-23, Wolves by 5. Stokes into Gillen. Gillen up on the left side. Leaves that one long. Weak side rebound by Gerald. Gerald up top to Stokes. Glacier Bears need to get some rebounds here. Stokes, no rebound in that one. Blake Stokes with the 3. He's got 8. to an 8-point lead. Cox drives in, little stutter step, and they're going to call the travel on that one. That looked like a good move to me.
I'm a little surprised that Coach Stokes put his son back into the ball game here.
Yeah, he's only got three fouls. He can't play with three fouls. That looked like a great step through for Cox there. I don't know why they call the travel on that. There'll be Wolves basketball again on the end line. Glacier Bears full court pressure. So Wolves get it into Dingwall. Dingwall is going to drive down the lane, kick it over to Gillen. Gillen shot way long, rebound by Sage. Sage gets it to Sundberg. Sundberg up into the front court to Swinton. Swinton's going to drive down the left baseline and going to be fouled. Looks like you could be right, because if this is Stokes, they're going to get it on 20. Howell's going to bail out his buddy Blake Stokes. Both of them were there. The Glacier Bears basketball on the baseline. And now Trent Stokes is going to be checking in for the Wolves. He'll be coming in for Tyler Gillen. So Swinton on the inbounds on the left baseline for the Glacier Bears. Looking for an opening. Throws it up top to Cox. Cox comes right side to Stearns. Stearns traveled with it, but they don't call it. Goes left side to Sundberg. Sundberg drives inside, little cross step. Hard off the backboard and rebound down by Gerald. Gerald guarded by Swinton in the backcourt. Gerald across 10-second line gets it up to Dingwall on the left side. Dingwall over Sage for three, and that's good for Mason Dingwall. Step to 11. Glacier Bears had it down to five, and the Wolves with two three-pointers now. Getting it up back up to 11, and Glacier Bears hand the ball off, but we got a foul on the Wolves beforehand. Number four, Trent Stokes, second personal foul, 15 foul. Into the game is Matthew Green for Hudson Sage. And Dylan Swinton will be on the baseline on the right side entering this play and get it out to Cox. Cox spots up for three, and that's money for Trevor Cox. That's 12 for him on the game. It's down to an 8-point lead. Stokes coming up, held up by Cox. Hands it off to Gerald. Gerald goes to Dingwall on the high post. Dingwall looking for an opening, nothing there, so he'll dribble out behind the three-point line, hand it off to Stokes. Stokes comes left-hand side, gets past the defense. He'll throw the shot up, and that's going to be Keegan Sundberg's fifth personal foul. Stokes did a great job adjusting his body in the air there to create that contact with Sundberg, and that'll be the end of Sundberg's season. With 1:04 left here in the third quarter, he's going to foul out of the ball game. With 6 points, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, and we'll wait and see who Coach Fossman's going to put in for him. He's definitely taking his time here.
Well, Blake Stokes, he's played a lot of basketball, and I think he recognized the fact that, you know, well, I've got him on him. I'm going to take him to the hoop because the shot was pretty poor.
Yep.
Really, but, you know, the idea was to draw the foul, and that's exactly what he did.
So Stokes at the line shooting two. First one's off to the side. 1:04 left in the third quarter. Wolves with an 8-point lead. Glacier Bears battling hard to stay in this tournament. Second one for Stokes is good. He's got nine. Cox across 10-second line for the Glacier Bears. Goes left side to Badger. Badger back up top to Cox. Cox back to Badger. Yeah. Badger needs to be ready to fire that one up. That's right. Shoot that out there, Jordan. He's getting the looks. He's had. It just seems like he's been hesitant down here in the tournament. Those are usually the looks that he likes to take, and does a great job knocking them down for the Glacier Bears.
That's the third foul on Howell, too.
Yep, so third on Howell. The Glacier Bears got a chance to get some of these Wolves out of the game here. Glacier Bears come up top to Badger. Badger running the point now for the Glacier Bears. Left-hand side to Cox. Cox is going to drive baseline. Nothing there. Throws it cross-court to Stearns. Stearns tries to get to the baseline. That's going to be four on Howell now with a tripping foul. So Howell has four. Audison has four for the Wolves. Two of their starters. Now Josh Stearns will be at the line shooting a one-on-one opportunity since that's the 17 foul.
This is what kind of happened to the Wolves last night, too, is they got in towards the fourth quarter and they kind of fell apart here. So maybe the Glacier Bears are going to get an opportunity here.
Hope they keep falling apart. Glacier Bears keep putting some pressure on them here. Get in there, Josh. There you go. First shot up and good for Josh Stearns. Got one more coming to him. Josh's second shot is up and good. Josh has four, and it cuts that lead to seven, 35-28. Stokes running up into the front court. He's going to run over a couple Glacier Bears. Ball bounces around. Cox had the ball. Fight for it, and he does come up with the rebound. Trevor Cox with 29 seconds left. Comes up ahead to Badger. Badger comes over to Cox. Cox with a three-point shot. That one was wide left. Coach Boston's wondering how come there wasn't a foul on that. Inbound to Howell. Right to Trevor Cox. Cox up and good for two. He's got 14. Nice play by Trevor on the defensive end. Leads to a bucket. Go ahead. And Stern stepped in front of Rangel there on Howell. Stern is there defensively. Ball out of bounds off of the Wolves. 13.4 seconds left. The Glacier Bears within five. Get a bucket here right at the end of the third quarter and put a lot of pressure on the Wolves. Glacier Bears come up to Swinton on the left-hand side. He drives in, out to Cox. Cox is going to drive down the baseline. He's stopped by the Wolves. Comes back up top to Swinton, and the ball will be off of the Wolves and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears' chance to reset here with 5.7 seconds left. Coach Foschman talking to the official in front of him. He's had several calls here that he hasn't liked in this game, and he's letting them know about it. Back to the left side to Green. Up top to Badger. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They need to shoot it. Jordan lets it fly. Ooh, back rim. Boy, that would have been a great one if that one would have dropped. So the Glacier Bears having a great 16-point quarter there. They cut that lead to in half, 35-30, as we go into the fourth quarter.